Welcome to the Land Geek Podcast, your resource for information and tips to making money by buying and selling land. Let the Land Geek show you how to make a passive income by working smart, not working hard. Learn strategies and tricks to make money buying and selling raw land today. And here's the man that's going to help you do that, the Land Geek.
Hey, it's Mark Podolsky, the Land Geek, from your favorite website on all things land, www.thelandgeek.com, as well as your wholesale land connection, frontierpropertiesusa.com. And he's older, he's wiser, he's even better looking than he was a few days ago. Jerran Frazier from reserveland.com and ruralpropertyfinder.com. I'm sitting in a laundry room right now after the most hellacious move ever. I know you're doing better than me. What's going on, buddy?
You know what? I probably did a little bit better. I'm still on the downturn from a 36 birthday. And I, you know, I don't feel 36, but I definitely look 36.
You think so?
Yeah, you know, I think all the properties that I've sold over the years have given me a few gray hairs because it's been so easy. That it just, you know, I think the gray hairs come for every property. If I could count the gray hairs, I think it's every property I sold equals one gray hair.
That's a lot of gray hair.
Yeah, true.
You've moved a lot of land. I don't think you have that much hair.
That's true. I only have like four left, follicles left.
So I want to talk about my move because it was so hellish that no human being should ever have to endure what I had to endure. My move started at 8:45, and I had to kick. These are three movers, by the way, with a truck. I had to kick them out at 2 a.m. They had to come back the next evening. Have you ever heard of anything like this?
You know, I've had a couple of bad experiences, but not that bad.
Yeah, I mean, it was unbelievable. And then the kids had to go to school the next day. I got 4 hours sleep, absolutely exhausted. I'm grateful that there are actually human beings in this world that would take money to move heavy stuff and risk hurting themselves just so that I can sit back and complain. So, you know, when I think about it like that, it was one hard day, but in the big scheme of things, you know, I'm pretty fortunate to be able to do that. Don't you think?
Well, I mean, you haven't told the listeners yet that you live in a 15,000 square foot mansion now, and that you have an extra office in the back that's 4,000 square feet. So,
okay,
yes,
if they knew
your living situation would be different.
I will videotape for everybody on my Coffee Talk YouTube videos because my backyard's really beautiful. And the casita, which is going to be my office, is nice. But everything's definitely an upgrade for sure. But the best thing is my location's fantastic. Paradise Valley is amazing. It's a little suburb outside, a little pocket in Scottsdale, and just very beautiful older homes. Really nice. All right. So let's not talk about me and my hellacious move, but I do want to talk about breaking point. I think it's important that when you start something, whether it's the land business, a new business, anything it is, you've got to, when you start, I want you to hit your breaking point. Do you know what I mean by breaking point?
I want to hear it. I think I know what you mean, but I want to hear exactly what you're referring to.
The point where you feel like you can't go another minute, where you're so mentally fatigued from working so hard that you're about to break. You know, we're talking about 18-hour days maybe. I think it's important. I don't think, you know, and this program is not meant to have, you know, 18-hour days. I mean, the whole point is work less and earn more, right? And work smart. But I think it's important that at least you know what your breaking point is. Like, I found my breaking point during this move. And now I know, okay, this is how hard I can actually work and still survive and not get sick. So you don't want to get sick because you're trying to, you know, be a hero. But what do you think? Have you ever worked so hard that you thought, okay, this something's very wrong here. I can't continue doing this.
You know what? I have a very different mindset than you do, Mark. I think for me, my brain, because I'm so ADHD and I work on so many different things, even if I could have a breaking point, I don't know if I'd ever get there. But that said, I have had times of emotion going, what am I doing? You know, feel like a point where it's just all coming to head and I'm going to snap. So I think I've been at a couple points in my life going, is this what I should be doing? Is this the right thing? And so, you know, we all do our own sort of meditation. You know, I pray about it. Like, is this the right thing for me to do? And so I'm learning now. And every day we learn about it. What is the point where we go, okay, this isn't working, or I put too much effort in this. Let's try something else. So, if I told you I knew how to correctly identify that breaking point, I'd be lying. And I don't know if anybody really does know, but I think we can all learn sort of our boundaries there.
Right. But, you know, I think it's important that you push yourself, especially when you first start a new endeavor, where you just think, okay, I can't do this anymore. You know, I'm looking at 50 deals and I'm doing all this due diligence and I'm managing this VA and more deals are coming in, and now I'm working on the marketing, and now I'm working on the copywriting, and now I'm trying to do all this technical stuff. Like, where is it where you say, okay, now I've hit my point? And I think it's important that you just mentally can know that, so that you can know, okay, I'm really capable of doing a lot more than I probably think I could if I just looked at it. You know what I mean?
I agree with you 100%. I think that we definitely all have boundaries that we can go across at some point, but we also need to understand that if we get close to them and we keep going, we could. I mean, it's human nature to snap. It's human nature to go beyond our boundaries and push ourselves, but it's also human nature to reflect and look back and see how you can fix it for the next time. But we have to control that, and we have to learn, because we can also, those boundaries can extend sometimes, right? Like, you go, you know what, I got an extra hour here, I can work it, I can sleep, you know, you just kind of work around it. So especially as an entrepreneur and as a land buyer, you are an entrepreneur, you're sort of creating new boundaries, you're in a new territory.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you're really good at that stuff as far as the creative side of it. I've seen that, where you'll look at a deal, you look at it very differently than me. And you push the boundaries of what you can do with the deal, as far as, you know, can I do development? Can I do a joint venture with some other group? You know, can we, you know, do something with the mineral rights? I'm trying to become more flexible and more creative with my deals, but I'll say I'm struggling with that part of it.
Yeah. And just to give you an idea as to where boundaries go, in fact, I'm at a point today on one of my deals. So for the listeners that don't listen very often, I run a 4,400-acre mining project in Nevada. Yeah, it's called Corral Canyon. And basically, this project's been going on for about a year. And it's pre-development stage, meaning it's pre-drilling stage project, but we're right there at the drilling stage when we have to go out and we have to raise several million dollars to drill. Right. And we have a handful of investors involved in the project. And we're at a point now where it's literally, for me, it's breaking point, because now I put in a lot of time, I put a lot of money, and I've got four other guys that have put in less money and less time, but we're equal partners. And I wouldn't say less money, let's just say less time. Right. And so for me, I'm learning how to sort of manage that frustration or breaking point for me to go, I'm done. I'm just letting go. We'll go find an investor to solve the problem and eventually I dilute myself out of the equation on this project, but not out of the equation. I mean, I'm still an equity owner, but I dilute myself a bit.
You're not the controlling partner on that project anymore?
I am. But we're taking more money, and so we'll have another partner, meaning we'll all come down. I mean, I don't own 51%. No.
Oh, okay.
There's too much money involved. It's a very large project. So it's very interesting. But as you say that, I can say that, like, I get these moments of frustration. And, you know, another for instance is I spend time mentoring companies, and on Friday I had to listen to a company pitch about their business model, which made absolutely no sense. Yet there was 12 guys in a room that spent an hour and a half of the time doing Q&A with these guys, and I'm thinking to myself, how on earth did this company get in front of us? Like,
right.
They're intelligent, but they have no real business model. So I got frustrated, and I kind of let the guy have it. And I said, you know what? Like, what are you doing here?
You know, you pulled a Shark Tank on the guy.
I did. You know, I'm not a jerk. But I'm not a jerk, but I just go, come on, it's common sense. Like, right. Like, think about the people's time that you're wasting before you sit in this room with them. So.
You know what, though? Honestly, though, I don't think, like, when I think of, like, American Idol or Shark Tank, the real jerky guys that are, like, you know, I almost think they're doing the people a favor.
Because they are.
They're being so direct. There's no possible other way to interpret what they're saying other than you're wasting your time. Go on to something else. And when someone can, it's almost like a wonderful thing to do for another human being. It's just few people have the courage to really go be that direct.
And here's what's funny, Marcus, is for me, I'm the youngest guy in the room, I think, by, I don't know, between 5 and 10 years.
Right.
And a lot of the older guys are just more conservative. They're very nice. And I've been nice, but I've been there for 2 years. So I feel like in that room, I can sit there and I can kind of be honest. But there's one guy that we have. He is he's like the Simon Cowell. I call him Simon Cowell of like the startups. Like he is like, he'll grind everybody. And there's no stopping what comes out of this guy's mouth. It's hilarious.
Right. Right.
But it's real. It's intelligent. And so we kind of like, dude, be nice, but at the same time, it's like, let these people know. So right. It's interesting, but I have, so that, you know, bring this all back to head. It's like, there's a breaking point when it comes to certain things where I'm like, come on, dude, you're wasting my time. Or come on, like, I don't like, think about it before you waste our time. So, I see it with different ventures and different things that I'm working on because I am a type A, always busy working on something new or different. And I'm kind of honing that back a little bit and focusing on Real Property Finder, which will now morph into something new, which I'll explain to you soon. It's going to be a new domain name and a new website, not new website, but a new domain name. And we're rebranding a little bit. So the cool thing is like, I can come back and go, okay, focus time. And now I can sort of, again, those boundaries are extended a little further now because I'm bringing a lot of the time that I'm wasting here and putting it there.
Right. Right. That's great. So, I kind of touched a lot there. You know, it's funny about, you know, like sometimes I'll have a land consultation with somebody on the Investor's Toolkit. You know, I do those free 30-minute consultations. And I always ask everybody, you know, what's your background? Have you ever bought and sold real estate? Have you ever been an entrepreneur? And, you know, sometimes, you know, I think, you know, but I'm nice about it. But there are certain skill sets I think it's going to be more helpful to get started in this business and other skill sets. Like I just met a guy, he owns his own marketing company. That's a phenomenal skill set. You don't need to have any real estate background to be successful in buying and selling land. But if you have marketing background, don't you think that's a huge leg up?
100%. I mean, obviously marketing is what sells the land.
Right.
Understanding what a buyer's looking for and solving that buyer's need. That's exactly what you need. So as a seller, so I think that having that in place of a guy who's an engineer,
right,
or you know, anything that maybe doesn't involve an understanding computers or, you know, like, and there are, I mean, a lot of people will come and go, I don't really know how to work a computer. Well, it doesn't mean you can't sell land. It just makes it a little bit more challenging.
Right.
And
you've got to be able to manage that side of it. Either find somebody that knows how to do like the tech piece of my business. I don't handle it all. I mean, that's all outsourced. So, you know, I don't want to learn HTML or how to manage, you know, these back end programs or WordPress. You're a WordPress guy, but I don't know how to do any of that.
Yeah, and being that's how I am, it's easier for me to kind of go in when I'm looking at different things or new ideas and strategies. Like I kind of like software. And being that I'm, you know, I guess I was going to say 35, but 36 now, being 36, I kind of get I have a good understanding of everything, right? I can build a website, but I don't build websites. I can write HTML, but I don't do it. I just hire someone else to do it because it's a waste of my time. In my mind, I can do it a lot faster than I can. Like if there was a gross words per minute with HTML, I'm at like one,
yeah.
Where some guy can do it like 70 or 80 and I pay him to do it. So that's kind of the strategy is that understanding that you can sort of fix and solve those problems when you're at a breaking point and look outside of your, you know, your realm and go, hey, that guy can do this and I can pay him a little bit of money to help me and it's not going to cost me a ton and it's going to help me kind of extend my boundary. So extend that breaking point.
Do you remember when you first started out? Like, did you do any 10-hour days, 12-hour days, 14-hour days, trying to figure all this out?
You know what, Mark? To be dead honest with you, I did not. If there was a 4-hour work week, that was me. I really didn't. I just happened to fall in to a place where it wasn't as hard. And even now, like, because of all the resources we have on the internet, it makes it simple to do. Right. And when I kind of finished my land hub concept, I think that's the goal, is to make everybody that's listening, give them a very easy way to basically list a piece of property and syndicate it out to all the other sites. Because it should be basically a one-stop shop to basically go, hey, I can market my land everywhere, and I can go to Craigslist, I can go to YouTube, I can go, and that's the idea. And that we don't have that. As land sellers, we spend a lot of time creating ads for eBay, creating ads for LandWatch, creating ads for Lands of America. Right. And so as a seller, I know exactly what's missing, and I want to fill that void. So
that's going to be huge, by the way. It's going to be such a huge time saver.
Yeah.
You have no idea. I can't wait.
I've got a team of 4 or 5 developers right now working full time. And so that's the idea. I mean, we're spending some money, but the idea is to create a concept that, I mean, honestly, it's money that I'm spending to help my life, make it easier, make it simpler. I don't have to go hire employees to solve my problem of listing property.
Right. Right. So, yeah. You know, it's funny. This is what all you were doing though, when you started. See, I had a full-time job. So yep. I would work a full-time job, come home, hang out with the kids. My son, actually I only had one child at that time. So my son was a baby, and put the baby to bed, and then I'd work another 5-6 hours, you know, doing deals and researching land. But the great thing about this is, you know, you can do it from anywhere. All you need is an inexpensive computer, and now the tools are so much better than when we first started, don't you think?
Yeah, and as you can tell with your kids in the background, I mean, literally, I mean, Mark and I could sit because we both work out of the home offices, and it's really simple for us to work out of the house because all we need is a computer, and in this case, it's a microphone. So
yeah, no, it's unbelievable. So what's going to be your tip of the week? You're not going to yell at me this week, are you?
If you give me a reason to, I will. Why don't you go ahead and start? Why don't you give me your tip of the week, and I'll yell at you for that.
Have I talked about Optimized Press?
You have not, not yet.
Okay, so Optimized Press is it's like a WordPress theme or a WordPress plugin, and it helps you make landing pages, sales pages, really easily, and it's $99 for 10 sites. And I think it's $197, or maybe it's more than that. I don't know. Maybe I got a special deal. I'll have to go. But they just came out with a new version. It looks really nice, plug and play, very easy. And it can really help you with your marketing.
You know, I was hoping you'd go for like one more second so I can just figure out what my tip of the day was. Because I really don't have one today, Mark.
This is the format. There's always a tip.
I do have a great tip. Okay.
See? I just had to push you.
I have a great tip. Folks, there's a great tip here. In fact, it's just a resource. It's a tool. It's something you can use. It's free. There's a website called forwardmetrics.com.
I have to check this out. At least it's not. What is that site we were talking about, Earth Clinic?
It's way better than Earth Clinic. Actually, it's way worse than Earth Clinic. Forwardmetrics.com is basically, it's a visual planning and execution software, like a goal setting software. And if you go on that website and you go to, I just gotta find it while I'm here. There's amazing blogs, and let me just see here. It's called FM Connect.
Oh, and yeah, I see it. FM Connect.
Okay, and I'll tell you guys that this company I'm invested in, I'm on the board of. But it's actually I've written several articles under entrepreneurship. And you guys can read what goes on in my brain. There's some stuff in there. I'm going around through, I don't see my articles, but, you'll check, you click it, you can search my name. But there's great articles that I've written, but it's just giving you ideas on how to solve problems, strategic planning, goal setting, kind of helps you. It's free tools. It's free. People just write. So, and they're for really, really talented people on this website. So,
this looks really cool.
Yeah. So I'm it's pretty neat. I think if you go in the search bar, you can search my name under Duran and probably pull up my articles. We'll find out. I'm doing it right now. There's several articles that I'll pull up once you search my name. So that's something that you guys can utilize. I've got articles in there from Spontaneous Entrepreneurship, The Importance of Goal Setting for Entrepreneurs. And remember, no matter what you say, you're by taking this risk of buying and selling land, like that's what you are. You're an entrepreneur. So you're
in so much trouble. I'm looking at your pictures. You stole my slides.
Where? From what?
I don't know.
What slide?
One of my things.
Oh, these are all from iStock Photo, buddy.
Yeah, iStock Photo. I use the same exact slides.
That's fine. They use these, not me. But anyway.
Incredible. Genius.
Genius, genius, genius.
Genius entrepreneurship. This is great. This is great. Well, Duran, I apologize to everybody. I'm in a laundry room. I apologize for the background noise. I promise the next podcast is going to be much smoother than this one. So stick with us. And, moving is just tough. It's been miserable. So, Duran, you got any last minute thoughts?
You know what? That the listeners realize that we're here to help you guys. We're here. I mean, you know, I get emails on LinkedIn from people that listen to our podcast, which is really neat. You know, for me, I'm not on this planet to make a ton of money and to die rich. I'm on this planet to help people. And then making money is kind of just means to sort of enjoy and help more people. So I enjoy helping and listening and getting emails from you people. So please, as listeners, continue to listen and ask questions. That's what we're here for.
Yeah, and you know what? And leave us some feedback on iTunes or on the blog as well. Let us know what you want to hear about and listen to. I'm going to get back into the coffee talk segment, and I'll be doing it from my new office and out in the backyard. So I appreciate you guys listening. So learn more. Download for free the Passive Income Blueprint at thelandgeek.com. Get some wholesale land. Go to frontierpropertiesusa.com. Give Duran a little love, won't you? Go to reserveland.com. And, of course, ruralpropertyfinder.com, landhub.com, and make it an extraordinarily productive week. And you know what? Do something this week to stretch yourself. I'm not saying hit your breaking point this week, but I do think at some point in time, it's good to know that you can really stretch, and you'd be surprised at how much you can really do. So this is Mark Podolsky, the Land Geek. I'll see you next time. Thanks, Trent.
Thank you for listening to another episode of The Land Geek. Join us next time for more tips, secrets, and information that will help you succeed. Stay connected with The Land Geek on Facebook at facebook.com/TheLandGeek.